want to share with you what I said by Shal Shudas this past Shabbos. Once again, Parshas Vayechi. Also on this first Rashi. Rashi comments on the blank space, that the fact that there is no blank space between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi. Rashi says, why is this parsha clogged? The fisha kiven shenifta Yaakov Avinu is this way name of Libam shall Yisrael mitzvahs hashibut shetchilu the shabdom, because since Yaakov Avinu passed away in this parsha, the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael became clogged as a result of the slavery. So once again, I want to try to understand what is it about the eyes and the heart of Bnei Yisrael. Why is it specifically their eyes and their heart that became clogged? And if I may, once again, comment on that Gemara that we had in the Daf Yomi on Shabbos regarding the Kutach HaBavli, this Babylonian dip. That three things are said about it, and the first two things are that metamtem es halev, it clogs the heart, and mesames ha'inayim, and it blinds the eyes. No coincidence that this Gemara came out specifically that we should, Klal Yisrael should learn it on the day, on the Shabbos, Parshas Vayechi, when the first Rashi talks about nistum ve'inayim ve'libam shel Yisrael. There's a Chassam Sofer in the Droshes. Chassam Sofer talks about the three bad things that happened to Bnei Yisrael in Chodesh Teves. On the eighth day of Teves, the Talmei HaMelech forced the Chachmei Yisrael to translate the Torah into Greek. And it says that, as a result, the world became dark for 3 days. That was the first tzara that happened in Chodesh Teves. Not the first. I mean, this is not in chronological order. But this happened on the 8th of Teves. On the 9th day of Teves, the Ezra HaSefer passed away. And on the 10th day of Teves, the Melech Bavel, the king of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, placed a siege on Yerushalayim. Those are the three things that happened in Chodesh Teves. And the Chassam Sofer explains, and I'm going to try to explain the Chassam Sofer more, but let me first tell you what the Chassam Sofer says. He says that the Pnimius of Kedusha, the most internal, the most internal part of Kedusha, which is represented by Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is called the Zera, is called the seed, similar to a fruit, that the most internal part of the fruit is the seed. That represents the Zera, represents the Pnimius. When the Melech Bavel placed a siege around Yerushalayim, that represents a klipa, represents a shell around the Zera. And the Chassam Sofer calls it an oyer which is a hide, like a foreskin, around the Pnimius, blocking the Pnimius, creating a chitzonius, creating something external. Now the word oyer, which means a skin, is the gematria is 276, resh ayin vav. Zera, which which is the seed, the Pnimius, is 277. So again, the Pnimius is the Zera, 277. The Ur around it is one less, 276. Then, says the Chasam Sofer, a few years later, that is when Now, that happened on the 10th day of Tevis. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, if you do your math, beginning from Nisan, the first day of the year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tevis is the 10th month. So if you would have 30 days in every month, then in 10 months there are 300 days. So until the end of Tevis, from the beginning of Nisan until the end of Tevis, there would have been 300 days. Now this happened on the 10th day of Nisan, 10th day of Tevis, so you have to minus 20, we're at 280. But out of these 10 months, four of them have 29 days. So instead of 280, we're at Asara Batavis is day 276, which is Oir, which is the day that the Melech Bavel created the skin around the Pnimius of Yerushalayim. He created the Oir, the Ayin Vav Resh, which is 276. So many years later, on Tes Tevis, which is day 275 of the year, a terrible thing happened, and Ezra HaSlefer passed away. Ra means bad. Resh Ayin Hey, 275th day of the year, Ezra HaSlefer passed away. Many years later, the Talmei HaMelech forced the Chachmei Yisrael to translate the Torah into Greek on Ches Tevis, which is day 274, which the Chasam Sofer says is represented by, there's a pasuk in Parshas Chukas, where it says, Vayishma HaKnani Melech Arod, that the Knani, the king of Arod, Ein Resh Dalid, there's a klipa called Arod. That's what caused the king Talmei HaMelech to force the Chachmei Yisrael to translate the Torah into Greek. That happened on day 274. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, that this skin that the Melech Bavel created around Yerushalayim is very similar to the skin that was created when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. The pasuk says, "Vayas Hashem alekim lo Adam leishtoi kosnois oir vayalbishem." He created for them garments of hide, garments of skin, and he clothed them. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that up until that point, up until the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, godliness was revealed in the world. It wasn't concealed at all. But when by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, godliness, like there was like a skin covering over the Pnimius of Kedusha, covering over the Pnimius of godliness, the Pnimius of the world, which is godliness. And now all person saw is Chitzonius. All a person saw is was the external gashmius physicality of the world. That's what happened through the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And similarly, as long as Yerushalayim was intact, godliness was revealed in Yerushalayim. When Melech Bavel came and surrounded the city, he created an Or with an iron on that 276th day and blocked the Pnimius of the world with this skin. Says the Chasam Sofer, there are, he brings a medrash in Parshas Korach that says that in the Torah there are 275 parshios. Parshios doesn't mean Breshis Noach Lech Lecha. It means the sometimes you'll see a pei or a samach in the parsha. That means every paragraph in the Torah is called a parsha. There are 275 of those paragraphs. Had our eyes and our hearts, had Yaakov Avinu continued living, and he would have managed to open our eyes and our hearts to see the pnimius of the world, then there would have been another parsha between Vayigash and Vayechi. Another paragraph would have been created. And that would have, instead of 275 parshias, it would have been 276 parshias, which the 276 parshias, which is Or, Resh Ayin Vav, would have removed the Or that blocks the pnimius of the world, and our eyes and our hearts would have been open to see the Shekhinah, to be able to see the godliness in the world. But since Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, our hearts and our eyes became clogged as a result of the oir, of the skin that covers the pnimius of creation. As a result, there's only 275 parshias in the Torah, and that oir has not been refined until the time when Mashiach comes, when that oir with an ayin will be transformed into oir with an aleph, which is light, and the light of godliness will be revealed. Those are the words of the Chassam Sofer. And I would like to try to explain them. I don't dare to think that this is what the Chassam Sofer intended, but I want to at least bring it down to my level, so that we should be able to make some use out of it for our avodas Hashem. We know that when we were liberated from Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us it was in the merit of three things: Shleshinu Shemam Leshonim Malbusham, that we did not change our name, our tongue, meaning our language, and our garb. Meaning, in a simple level, Klal Yisrael maintained their Jewish names, they maintained their Jewish language, and they maintained their Jewish garb. They didn't assimilate with the Egyptians. It was on that merit that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Now, these three components that we did not change are not just external matters. We're talking about pnimius. And what it means that we didn't change our name. Our name means our identity, our essence. The identity of a Yid is we are Torah Jews. That's our identity. Shemam doesn't mean that we didn't change our names from the Jewish names. We might have called ourselves by Egyptian names, but our identity, we never lost our identity as Torah Jews. That's what Shemam means. Lashonam, our language, doesn't mean that we didn't speak Egyptian. What it means is that our tongue is that we used our tongue for what it's made for, which is tefillah. We used it to daven, to call out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We didn't violate our tongue by speaking Lashon Hara and Rechilus and vulgar language. We maintain the Kedusha of our tongue. That's what Lashonam means. And Malbusham, our garb, What that means is what we mentioned before, that it's the knowledge that a Yid knows is that the Rebbeinu Shlom has clothed the world with a skin. And all that we see, and all the physicality that we see in the world, all it is a garb. It's a levush. And we know that what's really there is godliness. That is something that every Yid needs to remember, and it's something that we never forgot, despite the fact that we were in Mitzrayim. We never lost our levush. We never lost our knowledge that all the physicality in the world is just a levush, is just a garb. And what's real is the pnimius, which is the godliness that lies behind everything. Now, these three have counterparts. We have enemies that try to impress upon us to change Shmom L'Shoinam Malbushav in a pnimius manner. Let's first talk about the Lashonam. Chassam Sofer tells us that there was this king mentioned in Parshas Chukas called Akanani Melech Arod, the king of Arod. If you look into Parshas Chukas, it says Vayishma Akanani Melech Arod, the king of Kanani, the Kanani, the king of Arod, heard that Bnei Yisrael were coming, and they battled Bnei Yisrael. Says Rashi, this was not the Kanani, even though the pasuk says it's the Kanani, it wasn't. It was Amalek. Why does the Torah call them the Kanani? Because they changed their language to speak the language of the Kanani to fool Bnei Yisrael into thinking that they're the Kanani. But really, they were Amalek. Why do they want to fool Bnei Yisrael into thinking they're Kanani? Says Rashi, because they knew Bnei Yisrael would daven. It would daven to Hashem to save them from the Kanani. And since they're not Kanani, Hashem wouldn't save them. They were trying to interfere with our Lashon. How did they want to interfere with our Lashon, with our tongue, with our tefillahs? By changing their Lashon. They changed their language to Kanani to interfere with our language. So the klipa that tries to attack our Lashon is called Arod, 274. And that's why on day 274, Talmei HaMelech forced us to change the Torah into Lashon Yavan, to change the language of the Torah. And that's because at the time, we had allowed ourselves to compromise our Lashon. We had allowed ourselves to compromise our tongue. Whether we weren't davening properly, or perhaps we were speaking Lashon Hara, or vulgar language. As a result, we compromised our Lashon. As a result, on that day, 274, on the day of Arod, the Melech Yavan, the Melech, Talmei HaMelech, forced us to change the Lashon of the Torah into Yavani. What is the Tikkun? Mordechai HaTzadik, it says, when Mordechai heard the gzeira of Haman, it says, "Vayetze b'saychayir vayitzak tzaaka gedoyle umara." Mordechai taught Bnei Yisrael the power of tefillah. Mordechai, the gematria of Mordechai is 274, the same gematria as Arad. He's the counter. He is the antidote to Arad, to the one that tries to desecrate our lashon. The way we strengthen our lashon is through tefillah that Mordechai taught us. The other klipa that wanted to harm us through the lashon was Balak and Bilam. Right, Balak hired Bilam to curse us with his tongue. The gematria of Balak and Bilam together is 274. The klipa of Arad. Rachel and Leah became the matriarchs of Klal Yisrael through their tongue. Rachel gave over the simonim to Leah. She used her tongue to betray Yaakov, to give it to save her sister. She gave over the simonim to Leah, and then Leah used her tongue to give over those simonim to Yaakov, becoming the matriarchs of Klal Yisrael. They used their tongue in that case for the right reason. Rachel Leah together is gematria 274. So 274 represents both the koyach hatuma, that the power of impurity that tries to desecrate our tongue, haknani melech arad, and it represents the koyach hakedusha that strengthens the lashon. And on day 274 is the day that Talmei HaMelech forced us to translate the Torah into a different lashon, as a result of our compromising our lashon. Day 275, Tes Tevis, is the day called Ra. It's the day that we allowed our shame, our name, our essence, our identity to be compromised. Our identity, as mentioned before, is Torah Jews. We identify ourselves with the Torah. The Torah is who we are. Chazal say, "Ein toiv ela Torah." Toiv is Torah. And the opposite of toiv is ra. And a result of compromising our identity as Torah Jews, and Chazal talk about the Navi, talks about the times of Ezra that we assimilated Rachman al-Atzlan and married non-Jewish women. We desecrated our identity as Torah Jews. As a result, Ezra, Hasofer, Ezra the author of Torah, passed away. But yet, we were given the tool to correct it. And the tool is a Torah that has 275 parshias, so that we can re-identify ourselves with the Torah HaKadosh to counter the Ra. To counter the Ra of assimilation, we have 275 parshias of the Torah. So although Ezra HaSofer was taken on day 275 because we compromised the Torah HaKadosh, we have the tools to correct it, to connect ourselves to Torah. On day 276, the day of Oyer, is the day that we compromised our levush. It's the day that we lost sight of the fact that the entire, that all the physicality in the world is just a garb. It's just a garment covering over the pnimius of Kedusha. Covering the zera, covering the seed, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, which represents the pnimius of the Bria, pnimius of creation, the godliness of the world. Samach Melech Bavel, that was the day that the king of Bavel, the king of Bilbil, once again, the king of Bilbil, the king of confusion, allowing us to be confused and thinking that the garb is the real thing, forgetting that it's just a garb, forgetting that it's just an oyer that's covering the oyer. It's an oyer with an ayin covering the oyer with an aleph. It's the day that nistim ve'enayim v'libam shel Yisrael. It's the day that our eyes and our hearts became clogged from realizing what is the true essence of the world, and that all that we see is just a levush. And had our eyes been open, had our hearts been open to see the truth, to see the pnimius, and not to be fooled by the oyer, then there would have been a space between Vayigash and Vayechi, and there would have been 276 parshiyos in the Torah to help us rid ourselves of the 276, which is oyer, would have rid the world of, would have rid our eyes and our hearts from the oyer that blocks our vision from seeing the pnimius. So that's why the Kutach HaBavli, that Babylonian dip, is metamtimus alev and mesamas ha'inayim, it clogs the heart and blinds the eyes. It's Samach Melech Bavel, the king of Bavel that surrounds Yerushalayim with that oyer, the king of Bilbil that surrounds the pnimius with that skin that makes us think that the skin is real, and that is to forget that there's a pnimius, to forget that all it is a garb. That's what clogs our eyes, clogs our heart, and blinds our eyes. Our avoda, to correct, we're still in Chodesh Tevis, to correct the day 274 and day 275 and day 276 is to recommit to Lashon, to the language, to devote ourselves to the Koyach HaTefillah, to use our tongues for what it's made for, not to allow the Melech HaRod to fool us, not to allow him to compromise our tongues. We should learn from Mordechai and from Rachel and Leah to counter the Bullocks and the Bilams of the world, to guard our tongues, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to speak vulgar language, to keep our Lashon Kodesh, to be holy, should be a holy tongue. That's how we'll correct the 274, the Ches Tevis. That's how we'll correct the fact that the Talmai HaMelech translated, forced us to translate the Torah into a different Lashon. And we'll correct the 275 by identifying ourselves as Torah Yidden, being proud of the fact that we're Torah Yidden, and by connecting ourselves to the 275 Parshiyos of the Torah, by learning them and by observing them. And then by correcting the 276, by remembering that the entire world is just a levush. Everything we see is just a levush, is just a garb. And the real pnimius of everything is godliness. The real pnimius of everything is the Divine Shalom. And as we mentioned before, to seek to find the Shechina in every aspect of the world. And by doing so, we'll transform the Or with an Ayin into Or with an Aleph. It will be zeichet to the time that Or Chodash al Tzion Toyer v'nizkeh chulanu b'mehera l'yoyra b'viyas Mashiach tzidkeinu b'mehera v'yameinu amen.